Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Monday, August 2nd, and two special interest groups have filed a lawsuit in federal court seeking to stop implementation of new state rules that close the so-called issue ad loophole. This loophole is used by special interest groups to avoid telling the public who funds them and how much they spend on their electioneering activities. These electioneering groups pop up every election year and collect and spend unlimited amounts of money, much of it from corporations and unions, to pay for negative mailings and broadcast advertising that smear state and federal candidates. Last January, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled special interests can spend whatever they want on political advertising to influence elections, but that they must disclose to the public who is funding them. With us to talk about the lawsuit is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. First off, Mike, who are One Wisconsin Now and Wisconsin Club for Growth, and what do these rules do that has the group so upset? I mean, after all, the rules don't stop outside special interest groups from operating.
Yeah, Wisconsin Club for Growth is a conservative group. One Wisconsin Now is liberal. One wants to help get Republicans elected to office. The other wants to help Democrats. They're really carrying water for a much broader range of wealthy interests that want to be able to spend money to buy candidates, buy elected offices. They want to own our government. And as this lawsuit shows, they not only want to be able to spend freely, but they want to keep the public in the dark about where the money is really coming from and who's really behind all this advertising. It's not enough that they have been given this ability to spend whatever they please. They also don't want to accept the responsibility that comes along with that to disclose to the public and let us know who's really doing all this campaign advertising.
What line of attack do these groups use in their lawsuit? Are they trying to say the rules are unconstitutional or the state can't do this or what?
They're actually arguing both. They're saying that the rules are unconstitutional and violate the First Amendment. They're also arguing that the State Government Accountability Board doesn't have the authority to put these sorts of rules in place. On the First Amendment question, the most recent ruling of the U.S. Supreme Court this past January in the Citizens United case, the court clearly came out and said that corporations and unions can spend unlimited amounts of money to influence elections. But a supermajority of the justices, 8 of the 9 Supreme Court justices, also said that they should have to disclose, that they can't do this spending secretly, that public disclosure is essential. So, you know, to argue that disclosure is somehow unconstitutional really flies in the face of what the U.S. Supreme Court just said. On the authority question, they're saying that the GAB doesn't have the legal authority to act. Well, you know, the legislature's own attorneys told the GAB that it was their view that the board does have the authority to act. And a few years back, there was a state Supreme Court case where Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce sued the old elections board, and the state Supreme Court at that time ruled that either the elections board or the legislature could, in fact, regulate in this area and invited either to act. So kind of gave now the elections board has been replaced by the GAB, but it gave a regulatory board like this a green light to act in this area. The final thing that I think is really important to note here is that the GAB can't act alone. That any action that the GAB takes on approving a rule has to be reviewed by the legislature. This was sent to the legislature. Both houses reviewed it. Both houses could have tried to block it. Neither house tried. And so this has had legislative review and ultimately was put in place with the blessing of the legislature.
One of the other claims that One Wisconsin Now and Wisconsin Club for Growth make in their lawsuit is that the new issue ad disclosure rule is overly broad and could apply to groups like the Democracy Campaign. What do you think?
Oh, that's nonsense. This rule was very narrowly tailored. It applies only to the 60 days before an election. And the other thing is that it puts in place a definition of what amounts to electioneering, what is activity done for a political purpose, that comes right out of a U.S. Supreme Court ruling, and it's the definition that was supplied by Chief Justice John Roberts. So, you know, the GAB didn't come up with this definition on its own. It actually relied on a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling and used the language that was supplied by Chief Justice Roberts. To somehow argue that this is language that's brand new and goes off onto a tangent that we've never seen before is really nonsense. The other thing that's so important is to look at what Roberts suggested and then look at what the GAB embraced. It's a definition that says a couple of things. First of all, your communication can be susceptible of no reasonable interpretation other than to be electioneering, to be aimed at electing or defeating a candidate. What the League of Women Voters does when they put out information about where the candidates stand on issues, or what the Democracy Campaign does when we put out information about where they get their money, that clearly isn't taking a position on who's the better candidate or who ought to get elected, who voters ought to favor. It's simply providing voters with information about those candidates. And you know, the Roberts test that's used by GAB is aimed at capturing these phony issue ads that are out there clearly trying to convince people to vote for one candidate or another within 60 days of an election, very narrowly focused on the election period. And, you know, I think that it is important to note also that groups like the League of Women Voters and the Democracy Campaign are tax-exempt charitable organizations under Section 501c3 of the Internal Revenue Code. We're prohibited by federal law from endorsing candidates or trying to go out there and campaign to urge voters to support one candidate or another. Regardless of these rules, we're already under an obligation under federal law to avoid electioneering. So to somehow suggest that this rule is going to sweep in activity by the League or by the Democracy Campaign, I think is a horrible mischaracterization of reality.
Okay. So these rules became effective August 1st, and a lawsuit's been filed to stop them. Any thoughts on what happens next, and is the Democracy Campaign involved in the coming court proceedings?
Well, first question first, a lot of different things could unfold here. One of the things that I think these groups will clearly attempt to get is an injunction from the court that will temporarily block the implementation of these rules until the court eventually rules on this case. Who knows what the federal court will do, whether they'll grant an injunction and slow things down. We'll just have to wait and see. It could play out in a variety of different ways. As for whether the Democracy Campaign will be involved, it's really too early to say. If the GAB and its attorneys need assistance, would appreciate assistance, we'll certainly be willing to jump in and help. We'll certainly be in communication with the lawyers that worked with us in helping to develop these rules and advocate for them before the Government Accountability Board. We strongly supported them. We urged the board to act. We'll do everything we can and whatever is needed to help with the defense of these rules. And if it means somehow getting involved in the case itself, we'll do that. We have gotten involved in the legal defense of the Impartial Justice Act, supporting the system of publicly financed state Supreme Court elections that was recently enacted and then challenged in federal court. We are involved in that case. We'll get involved in this one if we're needed and if it can help.
Okay. Well, thanks for your comments, Mike. I guess we'll have to see what happens with the lawsuit and the issue ad disclosure rules in the coming weeks. Thanks for listening.